Hey, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrown.com. It's great to be with you again. You know, it's a popular teaching throughout Christendom that we're now living in an age called the Dispensation of Grace. They call this age the Dispensation of Grace. Now, we need to examine this teaching and see if it's true. Now, if you've been listening to these studies, and we've been going through verse by verse in Ephesians, we've pointed out that it's wrong to call an age a dispensation. We have talked about the fact that a dispensation has to do with a family or a household, and it has nothing to do with mankind in general. A dispensation, properly, is a message. It's a message that God gives to a household. Now, I want to look in Paul's letter to the Ephesians and look at the references to grace in this wonderful letter, which is truth for the body of Christ today. In Ephesians 1 verse 2, we read, "Grace be to you in peace." And remember, the antecedent of the pronoun you is the saints and faithful of verse 1, not to the world in general. In chapter 1 verse 6, we read about the glory of God's grace. And this is in connection with the acceptance of Paul and believers in the Beloved. We are highly favored in the Beloved. Again, not referring to the world at large. In Ephesians 1:7, we read about the riches of God's grace. And again, the pronoun we includes Paul and us, those who believe in this message to the Ephesian. And it concerns our redemption. In Ephesians 2 verse 5, we read, "By grace are ye saved." Again, this refers to saints. It's the salvation of believers being brought into the body. In Ephesians 2 verse 7, we read about the riches of his grace. Again, this uses the pronoun us, referring to Paul and believers in the message of Paul. In Ephesians 2 8, "By grace are ye saved." Ye refers back to the saints, the ones to whom Paul is writing. In Ephesians 3, we read of the dispensation of the grace of God, Ephesians 3, verse 2. And according to the structural outline, this is the central reference. What do we mean by structural outline? When we're done with this talk, go back and write out every reference to the word grace and see if you see a pattern. Now, in Ephesians 3, 2, the dispensation of the grace of God, it clearly shows that the dispensation of the grace of God concerns only those who are called saints and faithful. The words that Paul uses are, "This is the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you ward, believers." Then in Ephesians 3, verse 7, we read of the gift of the grace of God. And this gift was given to Paul only, having to do with his apostleship in revealing Paul's present message of the dispensation of the mystery. In Ephesians 3, 8, we see grace given. And again, this is a gift to Paul only. In Ephesians 4, 7, we read of God giving grace. And this is only for those who are members of the body. Again, the pronoun is us. In Ephesians 4:29, we read about ministering grace to the hearers. Here there is a ministry and there must be recipients of it. No grace can be ministered to those who reject it. In Ephesians 6:24, "Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity." Again, notice the grace here is limited to those who love the Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. In this great letter of Paul to the Ephesians, there is no hint that God is dispensing grace to all mankind in general. Now, I know this may be a new teaching, but please consider what we're saying here. The message, the dispensation of the grace of God is not for the world in general. It's to those who are in the body of Christ. The message to the world in general is the message of eternal life through believing in God's Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. But the message of the exceeding greatness of God's grace, or the dispensation of the grace of God, is to an exclusive company of people. Search and see whether these things are so. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.